Well, we've been talking to the Orioles for a while now, and we just finally came to the conclusion that this was not going to work out for us or for the Orioles. So really, today we made this decision.
What was the give and take here? Did the Ravens lose anything? Did the Orioles lose anything?
No, I think we both tried to work out a solution. I mean, we were making a request of the Orioles to move their game. They tried to accommodate us. They did move the game, but they couldn't move it back far enough to really overcome the parking and traffic problems that would follow from having two games so close together in time.
What would you like to tell your Ravens fans at this point?
Extremely disappointed for our fans. Wish we could open on Thursday night at home. So it's really just a disappointing outcome for the fans. But I just want to reiterate, the Orioles tried to make it happen, and we just couldn't get it done.
Were there any other possible scenarios before they came up with this? Was anything else discussed?
Well, not really. I mean, they considered the possibility of moving their game to another day altogether, but the alternatives they considered really just didn't work, either from a scheduling standpoint from baseball or for baseball reasons. You know, a doubleheader was discussed, having a doubleheader on Saturday, but there's very good baseball reasons why that's not in the best interest of the Orioles to do that.
Well, now we know that the Ravens will open on the road. When will we find out who the opponent will be, where the team's going?
I don't know how soon that'll be. Typically, we'll get our full schedule sometime shortly after the draft, but sometimes they announce the opening weekend games a couple weeks before then. So we could find out sooner. We may have to wait till the whole schedule comes out.
Dick, how much of an educational minute could this be? This may very well happen in the future on both ends. What are you taking away from this matter?
Well, there's not a lot we can do. I mean, I think we share the Camden Yards complex, and it's occasionally going to happen. We've had some situations in the past where we've had two events on one day. It's just not that those events were that large. We've had NCAA lacrosse, where we've played lacrosse matches in the afternoon and with an Orioles game that evening. We had a soccer match last summer where we had a soccer match in the afternoon and an Orioles game in the evening. But those events at the stadium were not sellouts, so that we could manage the crowds, and our matches and games ended soon enough before the Orioles game that we could clear our parking lots. And I don't think either we or the Orioles were confident we would have enough time in this situation.
So you didn't think you could pull this off?
We really didn't, no. We just decided that, and the potential, if the game had been delayed because of weather or extra innings, we could have had a truly nightmarish situation for fans trying to get to our game and for Orioles fans trying to get out of their parking lots.